Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Productivity Boosters and Stress Reducers podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Heeb, and I can't thank you enough for listening in. Each episode, I will discuss a new tip or trick that will help you to live a productive and efficient life, professionally and personally. If you're ready to find your productivity rhythm, relieve stress, and meet your goals faster, then this is the podcast for you. This podcast is sponsored by Your Choice Concierge and Giftwell, both created to make your life easier. Your Choice Concierge provides flexible, hourly, personal, and professional assistance. Let them handle your busy tasks so you can focus on what's important. Giftwell makes thoughtful gift giving easy. They deliver and ship one-of-a-kind gifts using products from local businesses across the country. Make sure to use code YCCFRIEND at checkout to receive 5% off your purchase. You can learn more about Your Choice and Giftwell by clicking the links in the description. In this week's episode, I'm going to discuss some ways to prevent procrastination. I used to be someone who waited until the last minute to do everything. I actually thought that I benefited from it. Silly me. I thought that the pressure made me perform better and therefore yielded better results. But after seeing what I'm capable of when I put plans in place and I'm spending my time appropriately, I know that's definitely not the case. Overcoming procrastination begins with realizing that you're doing it and why you're doing it. Believe it or not, it goes beyond self-control. Procrastination does not equal laziness. Actually, research shows that procrastination can be a way we cope with challenging emotions or moods. Boredom, anxiety, frustration, resentment, self-doubt, and the list goes on. Let's break it down. If you find a task boring, you put it off. If going to the doctor gives you anxiety, you put off important appointments. If you get frustrated in the middle of a project, you stop and put it off. If you're assigned a task that you don't think falls in your job description, which causes underlying resentment, you might put it off. If you're unsure of your abilities or capabilities when it comes to accomplishing something, that causes self-doubt, and it may cause you to put it off. And again, the list goes on. So the next time you find yourself putting something off, stop and ask yourself why. Procrastination can lead to a number of consequences. One of the most obvious is poor results. Waiting until the last minute leaves you with little time for quality outcomes. Another consequence of procrastination is poor decision-making. Having limited time can lead to making rushed or emotionally charged choices that you might not make if you were calm and had more time to think things through. And poor decision-making consequence leads directly to another negative effect of procrastination. And that's damage to your reputation. If you're known to procrastinate, leading to rushed decisions or lackluster results, then people are going to have a hard time depending on you. And this is like a domino effect. It can lead to missed opportunities and even hurt your self-esteem. Procrastinating and waiting too long to take advantage of something can also lead to missed opportunities. It could be that the opportunity becomes unavailable because it was only limited to a certain number of people or maybe only for a certain amount of time. What about reaching your goals? Obviously, procrastinating will make the road to accomplishing your goals much longer. But why are you procrastinating when it comes to your goals? You would think if you were excited about completing your goals, you wouldn't procrastinate. But accomplishing your goals without proper preparation can be overwhelming, and that is an underlying cause of procrastination. Also, goals aren't necessarily things that have to be done. Most people don't have goals with hard deadlines, so it's easy to keep pushing it off when things come up in our day-to-day lives. I'll talk about this a little bit more in a few minutes when I dive into ways to prevent procrastination. Procrastinating can even sometimes cause you more work. For example, if you don't have a dishwasher, doing your dishes once a day is a 20-minute chore. But if you put it off until the end of the week, it can turn into a 2-hour chore. Same with office filing. If you file your paperwork every day, it's easier to keep organized and filing takes a lot less time than if you were to wait and tackle maybe a bigger pile at the end of the week. Procrastination will also directly affect your health, especially those procrastinators who continuously push off important doctor's appointments or exams. I know we all have a few of those people in our lives. I know I do. Procrastinating will induce stress and increase frustration as well, aka raise your blood pressure, especially if something comes up or things don't go right when you're on a tight deadline. If you're guilty of procrastination, there's no reason to beat yourself up about it. You're definitely not alone. And there are several simple ways to help yourself break the cycle. First things first, forget about your mood. Let's be honest here. The odds that you find yourself ready and in the mood to tackle all your responsibilities is going to be rare. If you find yourself in a funk or dreading an upcoming task, remind yourself that it's very unlikely that you're going to be in the mood to accomplish that task tomorrow or the next day. So the best option with the least amount of stress is just getting it done and out of the way. Beyond your mood and mindset, it's all about proper planning and prioritizing. Once again, I'm going to bring up something I've discussed before, the Covey Time Management Matrix. Use it if you find yourself putting one thing off for another. Let the matrix tell you what you should be working on next instead of letting your feelings or your mood decide. Using time blocks or setting aside specific time in your schedule is also helpful. And you can also try giving yourself hard deadlines if you have a tendency to push things off when they don't have a due date. There are two other things that must be mentioned when it comes to preventing procrastination, and that's being organized and having clear steps to accomplish what you need to. And like in previous episodes, this leads me to my favorite topic, to-do lists. Surprise! Successful time management is a must if you want to prevent procrastination. If this isn't your first episode, then you know one of the main reasons I do daily to-do lists is to prevent procrastination. I prioritize and focus on one list of items each day. This prevents me from pushing off tasks for other tasks I find more enjoyable or that I think are easier to complete. It's natural for all humans to want to complete tasks that can be accomplished in a short amount of time first. Sometimes we call this instant gratification. Having a clear set of goals or tasks to accomplish will help us prevent that. My daily to-do lists also keep me from becoming overwhelmed, which is another root cause of procrastination. When I see an entire week's worth of to-dos on one long list, I get overwhelmed and I don't know where to start. So it definitely takes me longer to finish. If you want to learn more about my to-do list tips and how they can help you successfully manage your time, make sure to listen to episode 2. Of course, what works for me may not work exactly the same for you. It's important to find your own productivity rhythm and effective ways to prevent procrastination. I could go on for much longer about procrastination prevention, but this is a 10-minute podcast, and unfortunately, our time is up. That's all for this week's episode of Productivity Boosters and Stress Reducers. If you want to talk more about procrastination and ways to prevent it, have feedback about this episode or a specific topic you'd like to hear about in the future, please email me at info@yourchoice-concierge.com. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also subscribe to the Your Choice Concierge YouTube channel, where you can find some examples of the tips and tricks I discuss on the show. Thanks again for listening. I'm Stephanie Heeb, and I hope you'll join me next week for more tips and tricks to live a productive and efficient life, professionally and personally. Have you considered starting your own podcast but haven't had the time? Check out Buzzsprout. They make launching and managing your podcast effortless. Trust me, if I can do it, anyone can. Clicking the Buzzsprout link in the description will let them know we sent you and get you a $20 Amazon gift card if you decide to sign up for a paid plan. Thanks again to our sponsors, Your Choice Concierge and Giftwell. Until next time, productive people.